Now on Wide World of Sports, it's time for NBL Talk. For the latest news and fixture updates, head to nbl.com.au.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to have on the line basketball royalty. In fact, Australian sporting royalty. I used to have a little breakfast show with Mark Piggy Riddell, and Andrew Gaze was a big part of it. Gee, we talked some rubbish. But tonight, it's all about substance, and it's all about the great game of basketball, and the great man himself joins me on the line right now. Hello, Gazy.
Good afternoon, Mark. It's fantastic to chat with you. I honestly thought you'd forgotten about me, but geez, when the phone rang and your number popped up, my heart had a little flutter and could not be more excited to be talking hoops with your good self, mate. Well, but it's great to... great to catch up with you.
Well, mate, I miss you and I've missed your voice. And I tell you what, if there's one man who loves his basketball more than you, I haven't met him yet, because you are a great ambassador for the sport. And the NBL just trucks along, doesn't it? I loved the NBL Cup earlier in the year. And tonight we've got the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix taking on the Sydney Kings. Come on, my Kings tonight, eh?
Yeah, that's right. And the Kings are going through some issues. No DD Lazada anymore, who is one of the next star guys that he's been called back over to the United States to join the Pelicans. Now, it's a great honour for the NBL and Australian basketball that you've got someone that's come over to Australia, honed his skills with the Sydney Kings, and now goes back to the NBA. But gee whiz, it's come at a really, really tough time for the Sydney Kings, who are right there in the mix. They are right on the cusp of solidifying a spot in the playoffs, but they've got a lot of heavy lifting to do. They're 12-12 at the moment, and they're up against the team that currently sits third on the ladder in the Phoenix, who are having their problems at this point in time as well. So it's going to be that very typical double points game. And for me, as you know, my heart's a little bit with the Sydney Kings because I spent some time there, so hoping that they can get over the line.
Yeah, fingers crossed. According to the ladder and their results of late, Melbourne United flying high in first place. Are they the team to beat late on in the season?
100%. They are 18-5 on top of the ladder, and they are going to absolutely finish either first or second. They've got a great team, tremendous depth. They've had to deal with some injuries throughout the course of the season, but they're playing some very good basketball, along with the Perth Wildcats. Then you've got a bit of a gap, and between the Phoenix, the Kings, and also just up the road, don't forget about the mighty Illawarra Hawks with Brian Gorgian. They are still hanging in there along with the Brisbane Bullets. You've got four teams really vying for two spots, and that makes that game tonight all that more important. But if you win a title, you're going to have to go through Perth and or Melbourne, because they have been the form teams of the competition.
Hey, guys, a couple of quick ones. What can you tell me about this 18-year-old Filipino prospect, Kai Sotto, who's signed with the Adelaide 36ers?
I can tell you he is very, very tall. I think he's about 7'3", 7'4". He's from the Philippines. He spent some time in the G League. He's on the radar of the NBA just because of his size. And believe it or not, one of his strengths, and this is how far the game has come, is that one of his strengths is he can knock down the three ball. Now, back in my day, if someone was 7'3" or 7'4", you'd be saying, get your butt on the bin, the paint, around the rim. But now with the diversity of skill sets, he is going to be an interesting prospect. He's a long-term project. I can't see him having a huge impact in our league next season, but he's going to be one to keep an eye on, and to have someone of that size in our competition will add an extra element to our game.
And Gazy, just finally, I remember you carrying that Australian flag at the Sydney Olympics. How are we looking for Tokyo, mate? Are the Aussies going to have some joy?
Now, honestly, take this to the bank. And very rarely do I go out on a limb. I am seeing a medal, and possibly of the gold variety, but certainly a medal for our Boomers, such as the nature of the circumstances, who's going to be there for us, who's not going to be there for some of the others. And I'm seeing a bit of history going to be made this year for the Boomers. Well, he's hoping that's the case anyway.
Well, gold medal performance from you tonight, Gazy. It's lovely to talk to you. Don't be a stranger. You're welcome on this program anytime, mate. Keep up the great work, and we'll catch you on SBS and everywhere else covering the great game of basketball.
You're a good man, mate. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you soon. There he is, basketball royalty, the legend himself, Andrew Gaze.